Stay tuned, my dad and the generations is next.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655.
Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Hello, everybody. This is Kevin Swanson. I'm a pastor and executive director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado, but my children call me Dad. And that's why I'm here today. The issues that make or break your family. That's what we are discussing today on Generations, as we always do. And the issues that make and break our families are the issues that make and break our society. I want to cover two important stories as we start this morning. First story, they caught the rapist that's terrorizing Denver neighborhoods. They caught him out in Glenwood Springs. But here's the real story. It came out in the papers today. The real story was the raising of this boy. Here's how he treated his mother at 10 years of age. He hit her. He hit her. Yeah, he just hauled off and hit her. He's 10 years old. And by the time he was 12 years old, he had blackened both her eyes, thrown her across the room, and knocked her out cold. Incidentally, his mother was a Christian pastor. She said he was willful, and there was nothing she could do about it. Also, one more data point here. At age 10, he started hanging out with the wrong crowd. And at 18, he committed his first sexual assault and went to jail for something like 13 years. And now he's arrested, charged with 6 more. And that's the first story. Now, let me go on to the second story before we get to the real point for the program today. There's a story from Colorado Springs. Two of these 15-year-old boys were playing on the ice in a golf course up in Glen Eagle area. 15-year-old boys playing on the ice in a golf course, and there were signs around this lake warning these boys to stay off the ice. Residents in the homes surrounding the course hollering at the boys, "Get off the ice! Get off the ice!" And one boy's mother explicitly warned him that very morning, "Son, you need to stay off the pond because the ice could break through." That very morning, she told this 15-year-old boy, who should have listened to his mother, "Stay off the ice." So what happened? The same kid falls through the ice, he's killed. Dies right there. One of the mothers was quoted in the papers as saying, "It was just kids being kids." So that's what happened. That's her interpretation. It was kids being kids. No. It was just kids breaking the fifth commandment. I think we need to be a lot more clear on this. And herein lies the problem in the minds of way too many parents. It's just kids being kids. All right, today on Generations, what happens to children who never learn to obey the fifth commandment? And what happens to parents who never train their children in the most basic character lesson of all? What happens? Well, their children die early. Here's what the Bible says, and it's been repeated over and over again in human history. Honor your father and your mother, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long upon the earth. Today on Generations, no psychiatrists analyzing human behavior. Not one. On Generations today, just God. We have no experts here. Just God. And what every parent in Colorado needs to know about raising children. The fifth commandment. The absolute criticality of the fifth commandment on Generations. Please don't go away. My name is Kevin Swanson.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, McKinney, Motors.com. Click on contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at KevinSwanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at KevinSwanson.com or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Two stories in the papers today. The rapist and the kids that fell through the ice down in Colorado Springs. What is the common thread? Honor of parents. That's what we find in the Word of God, and that's what we find in the newspapers as we apply God's Word to what we read in the newspapers every day. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson, and we want to talk about the issue of honoring parents today. It's hardly a subject that's touched on anywhere as far as I'm concerned. In fact, you find people dishonoring parents everywhere you look today. In fact, we swim in a virtual sea of dishonor of God, dishonor of God, dishonor of parents. Teenage rebellion is considered the norm. In fact, people have told me umpteen times, you can expect your children to rebel during the teenage years. It just happens. It happens to everybody. I just heard that yesterday again. It's just common knowledge. Teenagers rebel. Rebellion is the norm in the day in which we live. In fact, name one television program. Just one television program that commends the honor of parents. I don't think you're going to find one. We've lost a sense of parental authority. This concept of honor. You've got this dime a dozen sass of parent sitcom programs. You've got teens. You've got an entire generational concept that teens are supposed to rebel against their parents. They're supposed to dishonor their parents. That's the cultural expectation. Dave Buhner is in studio with us today. Dave is producer of this program. Dave, as we talk about honor of parents, this is hardly a message you hear anymore, is it?
No, it's not very common, and it's such a fundamental principle into the life of a Christian. It is not just a commandment. It's a commandment with a promise. It's the first commandment with a promise, but you don't really see it modeled, and you don't see it taught very often. Yeah, sure, they'll refer to Ephesians, you know, children, obey your parents in the Lord. But obey and honor aren't quite the same. In fact, Kevin, maybe you should talk a little bit about what is honor.
Well, the message that we get every day is don't honor your parents. I think it's just the opposite, Dave. And when you talk about honor, honor it has to do with how you revere somebody above you. The Bible actually uses the word fear. It says, fear your parents. You ought to fear your parents just as you fear God. People say, fear your parents? That's obnoxious. No way. But it's a matter of being afraid to disobey them. It's a matter of looking up to them. And this sort of thing is hardly recognized today. In fact, you know what? One day I was in the supermarket, and I came upon this young boy, about maybe 16, 17 years of age, and he was in his father's face. He was cursing his own father. And Dave, you know, as far as I was concerned, a guy could have pulled out a knife and just thrown it into the back of somebody in the supermarket. And the impression I had would have been very common to that. To that scenario. I mean, it was just a shocker to me that this was happening. And you know what? Our culture expects this sort of thing.
Yeah, it's very interesting. In the Old Testament, there was a law about children who disobey their parents and continue to disobey their parents. And when it was found that they were unrepentant of that particular sin, it was capital punishment.
In fact, Jesus says, you know, this boy that beat up his mom at 10, 12 years of age, and eventually, of course, he's a rapist, and he's going to die anyway. But Jesus said, if a guy curses his parents, and another passage, the same passage, it says if he strikes his parents, okay, like it beats up his parents and curses at his parents, if the lack of respect has gone to that length. In fact, this lady who is the mother of the rapist, she said she had 911 on her number one quick dial. She was so afraid of her son. And Jesus said in Matthew 15, you have a son like this, he ought to die the death. Jesus said that. People say, well, Jesus says something like that? That sounds pretty harsh. Well, that's the way God views this issue of honor.
Honor is critical. And the book that we really recommend for parents to raise their children is the book in the Bible that is about child raising. It's the book of Proverbs. And we find that nearly every chapter heading starts out with words like, my son, forget not my laws, and let your heart keep my commandments. It's a letter to sons. It's to children. It's parents to children. And there's always this promise, it seems, about life, about the law of your mother being gracing your neck as a necklace, an ornament that will not just preserve you, but will bless you. Honor is a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a shame we don't see more of it in our society.
Some of the most frightening verses in the Bible are in Proverbs. Let me read one, Proverbs 30:17. The eye that mocks at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Now, that is one of the most gross verses of the Bible. What God is saying there is, here's how much I despise the dishonor of parents. If you roll your eyes, you know, if you give your parents that disrespectful look, God says, here's how much I despise that. A raven of the valley should come down to your eye that just rolled like that and gouge it out and just consume your eye. This is the kind of way God views this kind of dishonor. The Bible wants children to honor their parents. God is dead serious about this sort of thing. There isn't a more basic character lesson, Dave, than this issue of training our children to honor and obey their parents. It starts on day one, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know, it's one thing to say, I'm going to teach my children the commandments of God, but before I teach them not to commit adultery, before I even get their attention, I'm going to have to teach them to honor me, to honor my instruction. Now, that means, of course, that I'm going to have to model honor. I can't be a wild hypocrite. Otherwise, they're going to despise that lesson. They will roll their eyes. I need to be, first and foremost, the greatest honor giver in my household. I need to honor my parents to a level that makes an impression on my children. And I'll tell you, Kevin, the greatest Christians I know serving God's kingdom today have never, ever said anything bad about their parents and have said the highest praise for what their parents did, even if their parents were not great Christian men. They have done nothing but speak high honor, and God has blessed them and their ministry because of that honor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about honoring mothers and fathers, and it begins with us. As Dave just mentioned, we have got to model the honor of parents. And Dave, how do we do this? Let's talk about that. How do we do it day in and day out? It's how we talk about our parents. It's how we bless them. Even David, you look at David and the way interacted with his father-in-law Saul. A lot of the times he was just running for his life because his father-in-law had a contract out on his life. But how does David speak of his father-in-law in 2 Samuel chapter 1? This is a guy who was after his life, and this is how wicked his father-in-law was. But he didn't have anything negative to say, not one negative thing, not one, not one, not one. He said, God bless him, God bless him, he was a great man. And he had nothing but good things to say. He blessed him for what he didn't say anything, he didn't lie about him, but he picked the good things about him, and he blessed him.
Yeah, Kevin, I've spoken to many, many men across the state. And one of the problems that they have with this commandment is they had wicked parents. They had parents who maybe beat them up or deserted their mother or something like that. And the example of David always shows up because David not only referred to Saul and blessed him, he referred to him as God's anointed, God's appointed person in his life. And God appointed your father too. It doesn't matter if your father was wicked. I doubt your father's throwing spears at you in a drunken stupor. I doubt your father's got an army hunting you down to kill your life. That's what David had. And David still called him God's anointed. It doesn't matter really how wicked your parents are. It matters whether or not you are going to honor them. If you won't honor your parents, you have no realistic expectation to think that your children will honor you. This is a significant lesson. We got to work in our own hearts as we're working in our children's hearts, because otherwise we're just wild hypocrites.
We're talking about how to teach honor. Number one, you model it. But number two, it's got to be a pervasive theme in the home. I was just visiting a good friend last night, and I noticed that they were correcting their children on this issue of honor, you know, multiple times while we were there. They were probably doing it something like 500-600 times a day. That's how often they were impressing on their children the importance of saying things like, yes, sir, no, sir. You know, be careful how you say this. Be careful how your eyes are looking. So they were constantly aware of the importance of honor. And parents who haven't done that for, they haven't done it for 10 times a day. They haven't done it for one time a day. They have not trained their children to honor their parents. After 5, 6, 8, 10 years of that, they're in real trouble.
One of the main jobs a father has to do is to police his children, how they interact with their mother, with his wife. If a child is talking disrespectfully to you, that's one thing. You know, you need to correct that. If they're speaking disrespectfully to their mother, your bride, you need to correct that with a bit extra emphasis for two reasons. One is you got to honor that bride and protect her, because children will wear down their mother. They're tenacious in wearing it down. You need to police that and protect that. That's one way you're going to teach honor. If they ever say anything disrespectful or in a disrespectful tone, it needs to be corrected. You need to say, son, I think you can say that better with more honor to your mother.
And you've got to listen for all these things. The extent of the honor that we must pay to our own parents, delineated in the Bible, extends to facial expressions, the rolling of the eyes, or jokes about mother and father, the way we speak. Our thought life, the Bible says, behold, the princes of Israel, every one were in you to their power to shed blood. In you have they set light by their father and mother. In other words, they despise their mother and father in their thoughts. It extends to our attitude, which is really the core meaning of honor. We must respect and fear our parents in terms of our attitudes. It extends to action, to obedience. It extends to physical assistance of our parents. And, of course, our children need to understand that they need to sign up for taking care of their parents all the way to the end, if so be, if that's necessary.
And we got to change our way of thinking. We got to see that we are a link in a chain of God's plan for our family.
And honor is the link. Honor is the link, Dave. Listen to the words of John Payton. I want to read this. This is John Payton, one of the greatest missionaries in the history of the world. And he speaks of his father here. On his parting with his father, he says this, I vowed deeply and often by the help of God to live and act so as never to grieve or dishonor such a father and mother as he had given me. The appearance of my father when we parted, his advice, prayers, and tears have often all through life risen vividly in my mind and do so now after I am writing. It is no Pharisaism, but deep gratitude, which makes me here testify that the memory of my father's parting words not only helped me by God's grace to keep me pure from the prevailing sins, but also stimulated me in all my studies that I might not fall short of his hopes, and in all my Christian duties that I might faithfully follow his shining example. Dave, I praise God for that kind of attitude. Boy, you hardly see that in a world where sons are cursing their fathers. May God bring this back to the hearts and homes of Colorado.
It is the gem in the crown of Christendom when children grow up to honor their earthly parents. And in doing so, they're giving honor to their godly father, for your parents are God's anointed. Let us embrace them. Let us love them. Let us honor them. And in doing so, we will bring a blessing to our families and to this land.
Ladies and gentlemen, the issues that make or break our families, our civilization, that's what we're discussing today on Generations. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap this program up. We want to give you some good resources in just a moment on this program. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at kevinswanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at kevinswanson.com. Or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp at reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp at reformationchurch.com.
Hi folks, Kevin Swanson here. We're back with Generations. And are you struggling with this area of your children honoring you? Maybe your child doesn't come when they're called from another room. Maybe it's difficult for you to function throughout the day because you sense a lack of cooperation from your children. Or maybe your children try to get away with more when you are no longer available, or your child quickly forgets your instructions, or your child does not listen to you in family worship time or devotion time, or your child always asks a reason before he will obey you. Your child maybe whines or pouts or cries when you say no. Maybe your child is unable to perform increasingly difficult tasks when you ask him to do it. Or maybe you're embarrassed to take your child certain places. Are you struggling with raising your children with the concept of honor and obedience? I want to recommend to you an excellent resource, because there's hardly a parent alive that doesn't say, hey, we're struggling with some of these areas. So let me recommend to you a great book, Shepherding a Child's Heart. Shepherding a Child's Heart. I encourage you to get a hold of this book. You can get a hold of it through our checkbooks.com on the web, or come down to our resource center in Parker. Checkbooks.com, checkbooks.com, or call 877-842-CHECK, 877-842-CHEC. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin, at check.org. That's Kevin at check.org. And I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for me. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home. Call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is a Colorado-approved graduated driver licensing program that will work for you and your family. Call the National Drivers Training Institute and give your new teen driver education and the training they deserve. The program costs start at $155, and it's recognized by every insurance company in Colorado. Call 266-4700 in the Springs. Outside the Springs, call 1-800-942-2050. Or go online, nationaldrivertraining.com.